I'm back in the car with no radio. You know what I'm saying? Man, just thinking about my life, man. Trying to grow, you know, for myself and for my family, man. Man, it's about 8:30 something in the morning. I'm on my way to El Dorado trying to get the early grind in. Plus, I got court for them tickets. Woo, all these tickets, but I ain't lying. But yeah, man, I'm on my way up to El Dorado. And man, I was just thinking about, you know, thinking about how I'm living today, man. I wanted to see if I said, let me jump on a podcast. And I woke up with this on my heart, man. Like, I was thinking about everything that I'm doing right now, you know. And plus, I'm reading a new book. You know, and the book is titled Start With Why by Simon Sinek. And I love that guy. If you haven't had it, if you haven't read his books or his TED Talks, it's awesome. And when he reads the books, it's awesome. Real talk. Man, this book got me questioning everything. I've always been one to question it, but now I'm verbally, you know, questioning everything. Everything that's going through my businesses, I'm asking why. Why we do that? Why are we doing this? You know, why is this happening? You know, like what's my role? Like I'm trying to. I feel like now I'm really questioning everything I do because I have to put it in perspective. Is this a long term deal? Is this a long term play? Is this a short term play? You know, because at the end of the day, if you want your business to or whatever you're doing, if you want to win long term. You got to be thinking about the long term. You got to be thinking about the plays that you're making today and if it's a long term play, you know? And it's a balance. Some things are short term, but you want to have a basic, you want to have a general long term perspective on whatever you're doing. You know, if it's your career, if it's your business, whatever, your relationship, you got to be thinking about the long term and knowing that short term things can't. Fix a long-term problem, you know? If it's a long-term deal, you need to be thinking about a long-term fix to actually fix the problem, you know? Or if it's a goal, too, you know? If it's a long-term goal, you can't be doing short-term things to thinking that you're going to get to the long-term goal. I know a goal is a whole bunch of short-term... short-term wins over a consistent time, but... you still got to keep in mind, you got to be pushing towards that long-term goal at all times. And this came up because yesterday I had an issue with a person that wanted to come to my business. And in my mind, yeah, in the short term, she would have been good for us. But in the long term, I don't think so, you know. She just wouldn't have been a good fit, you know, for long term for my business. And it was hard to cut her off up front. You know, like, hey, you cool, but I just don't see us ever truly like being a team. So we gonna forego the opportunity to get some stuff done right now and have a greater future for ourselves and you. You know, not here. And I think it kind of roughed some feathers in my business. You know, like everybody wasn't okay with that because we did need the person, but. At the same time, I've had experiences with people like that, and it never worked out, you know? And this was one of the worst cases, you know? So it's like, by me sitting there asking why, like, why are we doing this? I mean, is this a long-term play or a short-term play? And what is the main goal, you know? It just didn't work out for me. And I felt good about sticking to my guns. And saying my piece, you know. When it was all over, I mean, tempers was high, but I felt like I made the right choice, you know, for myself in my position in the business. And I had no regrets. And I left the conversation feeling good about where I was going, where the company was going, and I did the best I could for the company, you know, long term. because I'm always, like, I'm always gonna be there. I'm in it for the long run, you know, and I want long-term people. I don't want a short-term person that I really cannot trust, right? So, man, that's really all I got today, man. I ain't got much. Oh, dang. I ain't got much today. I just wanted to let y'all know, man, if you're not doing that, like, in everything that you're doing, check out. I mean, you need to think about why. Why are you doing that? Like, if it's your day-to-day activity, why are you on Facebook so long? Why are you on the phone so long? Why are you not doing the things that's important to you? You know? Why are you wasting your time on things that you don't, you know that's not important to you? You know? Why are you in this place and you know you want to be somewhere else? Right? Man, you got to ask yourself those things, you know? And you got to ask yourself constantly. Because the more you do it, the more you're going to get to a better place if you take action. You know, I don't know. Some people can ask themselves and they still do nothing. I can't do that, you know? Every time I ask myself why and I verbally say it out of my mouth, it makes me want to do better. In whatever I was doing, like I gotta do better. I have to take action that day to do better in that thing that I was doing backwards, and I know that I was doing backwards. I cannot deny. Once you know, you cannot unknow. You know that you're messing up. So, yeah, man, that's all I got today, man. We gonna start asking why, and then we gonna try to do better. You know, if we doing it the wrong way, man, in the future. To all 2019, we asking why. Why? Like little kids, when they first learn what why mean, they know you're going to talk afterwards. Why? 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 Ask yourself that 100 times all day. But yeah, man, that's all I got today, man. This just James in the car with no radio. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because I'm trying to make myself grow for my family and for myself. All right, y'all. Peace.